Many parents struggle with getting the right food on the table for their families, and even if it's there, many kids won't eat it. Some kids are picky eaters, some families have busy schedules, and many parents think they can't cook or simply are too tired at the end of the day to think about preparing a nutritious meal. Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones, Executive Director of SCAN of Northern Virginia, and my guest today is Beth Donnelly, owner of the Regal Fig Food Company and a longtime volunteer with SCAN. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Every family struggles at times with eating healthy and eating together. Today, we're here to talk about how you can get your family on the road to eating right without the food fight and why it's so important. So, tell me a little bit about Regal Fig Food Company and your relationship to SCAN.
Sure. Gosh, I guess I've been volunteering with SCAN now for about 5 or 6 years. My relationship with SCAN started out as a CASA volunteer, and I worked with a family for about 3 years. And after that, had transitioned my personal career into personal chefing and nutrition and health education. And as part of that transition, I had asked SCAN if there was a way that I could utilize those skills to support their efforts and their commitment to parenting. When it comes to the Regal Fig and what comes to me specifically, food is just an incredibly powerful way to really love your family and bring people together. And so that is ultimately the premise of the Regal Fig. At the Regal Fig, we offer personal chefing services where we actually go into folks' homes and we prepare their weekly meals, or we cater small parties for them. But ultimately, it's around using food as a way to heal and nourish folks who are dealing with any type of particular medical condition or generally just want to get healthier. We also do a lot of food and nutrition education.
Great. And I can attest to the fact that SCAN's parenting classes are much fuller because of the nutrition aspect and the way that you engage both volunteers and sometimes the parents themselves in preparing wholesome meals. So we thank you for what you do. Let's talk about where a parent starts. When it comes to healthy eating, what nutrition fundamentals should everybody keep in mind?
So whether you're a parent or just an adult, really the things that anyone and everyone should know is that there are three fundamental components of food in general. And I always say it's really the 411 of food and nutrition. And I always say fat is good, carbs are your friends, and protein is super, super important. So when it comes to protein, protein is anything that sort of walks around or swims around. So if it's an animal or a fish, although there are certain vegetables that are tremendously high in protein, which are good too if you want to eat a strictly vegetarian diet. Carbohydrates. Anything that grows from the ground or grows from a tree is a carbohydrate. So generally speaking, we have this huge fear in the world today that carbs are horrible and we should stay away from them if at all possible. But the truth is that carbs are super important. It's the complex carbs that we want to be mindful of. So it's things like fruits and vegetables. We can't possibly get enough fruits and vegetables in our diet and consumed on an everyday basis. So when you're thinking carbohydrates, think of things like spinach or kale or apples or oranges or grapes or string beans, and not so much things like bread or French fries or Twinkies. When it comes to fat, I always like to say fat is good. We are in this nation so afraid of fat and assume that fat is ultimately what makes us fat. And fat has a lot of really positive benefits. Ultimately, fat is what drives our brain function. Fat helps us lose weight. If I didn't mention it before, carbohydrates are really the key to energy. We have to have carbohydrates in order to have energy to function every day. And ultimately, it's protein that helps build our bodies and make us who we are today. So generally speaking, parents in general should know that always when you're putting together a meal, always be sure to include fats, proteins, and carbs, always focusing on the whole natural foods. At the Regal Fig, we're really focused on the idea of clean food, which comes from the idea of eating local, seasonal, and organic. So we always use the whole natural foods in order to prepare the meals that we're preparing.
Great. Well, I think we often think that that eating healthy is the benefits are a given, but we should maybe take a minute to talk about the benefits for the whole family of healthy eating.
Sure, absolutely. Well, everybody thinks if you eat healthy, you'll be healthy, right? And so, and true, it is, but there are a lot of really amazing benefits and side effects to eating healthy. There are the simple, normal ones like you can lose weight, but there are also things like if you have children that are super hyperactive, have tons and tons of energy, and you can't seem to calm them down. Well, really looking at what you're feeding them and making sure that there's not a lot of hidden sugars in their diet that's really causing them to kind of have these really highs and lows. So when you're really eating whole natural foods, you can really see a more balanced type of behavior among your children and generally just people in general. If you suffer from skin conditions, really looking at your diet and figuring out what exactly it is that you're putting in your body. Skin is our largest organ, so whatever we're putting in ultimately comes out and usually comes out in our skin. So if you're someone that deals with acne or eczema, really looking at how much dairy or sugar that you're eating in your diet could ultimately affect how healthy you are. So those are two, I think, really major things that you can focus on. Other benefits are being able to manage diabetes, manage heart disease, and also weight loss.
Very good. Obviously, preparing the food is only half of the battle. It's eating the food is the other part. So how do we get our whole family to buy into the concept of eating healthy?
Sure. Well, I love that idea because people ask me all the time. I have this particular person, this child that's super picky, or my husband doesn't like vegetables, and I don't know what to do. So I think ultimately making food good and making healthy I think healthy food is good in general. But generally speaking, people think that healthy food tends to be without flavor and without taste. So getting the whole family to buy in is important to make small changes. So if you're someone that always consumes soda or drinks a lot of like fruit drinks or iced teas, gradually making small changes and not sort of throwing everything out the window all at once. So moving from soda to seltzer or flavored waters to regular water with pieces of fruit in it. And really getting your children and your family involved in mealtime, be it to go to the farmer's market, participating in cooking with you and doing different recipes. And I think those are generally ways where you gradually bring people in little by little into the whole idea of eating healthy.
So it's a process.
Very much a process.
If you're just joining us, this is Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with Beth Donnelly, owner of the Regal Fig Food Company. So what suggestions do you have for busy parents who don't have time to cook or feel like they don't have time to cook but still want to eat healthy?
Sure. Well, here in the D.C. area, everyone's crazy busy and everybody spends an inordinate amount of time sitting in traffic. And the last thing they want to do is spend hours upon hours in the kitchen cooking. So what I love to do when I work with any family is really talk about the best ways that you can make healthy eating super easy. Going to any grocery store, you can eat healthy going to Target. You can eat super healthy going to Whole Foods. It really doesn't matter. You can eat super healthy going to a food bank, and you can still eat super healthy. But some things that I always say would be opt for staying on the perimeter of the grocery store, so really stay out of the middle aisles. So you're really going to spend most of your time in the produce department. Look for things like cut carrot sticks and celery. Usually in the perimeter you find fresh things like salsas or soups, and using vegetables and dipping those in salsa or other dips are going to be healthier. It's going to be at your fingertips, and it doesn't really require a lot of cooking. So those are some tips that I have, some quick and easy ones.
Great. With so much fast food and candy and junk food available and bombarding our families from every direction, how do you encourage your family to make the right choices?
So I think, like we said earlier, it's really about a process, right? So nothing happens overnight. And especially when you have children who are set and used to doing things a certain way, and adults who have eaten a certain way their whole entire life, asking them to make changes and go from eating one way to a different way can be a really difficult thing to do. So again, as I had mentioned before, it's really about making small, gradual changes, little by little. So if you're somebody, again, like I said, who drinks soda, changing that really to seltzer, or trying to do water with fruit in it. If you're somebody that does French fries, rather than do French fries, try sweet potato fries. Or if you like potato chips, try adding something like kale chips and actually get in and make the kale chips. They're super easy to make. They take no time at all. And it's something you could do with your children. And then you could have them all week long to eat. So little changes.
Yeah. So let's go to that one you brought up earlier, the picky eaters. What if we have a kid who's a picky eater? What are some tips?
So I love picky eaters. I love difficult people in general. But when it comes to picky eaters, I always start off with asking really the first question. If you're really particular about something, why is it that you're particular? Generally, I think that if kids don't want to eat something, it's usually for a couple of one or two reasons. First of all, it may not make them feel well. So perhaps there is some sort of underlying food allergy or intolerance or insensitivity that we really want to be mindful of. And if that is in fact the case, then we don't want to ask them to eat that. But if it's just the fact that they're just kind of stuck in their ways, they like pasta with butter and they're not really interested in anything else, or they like French fries, I find that some easier ways to get children into the process of eating healthier and really expanding upon what they like to eat is actually getting them involved in mealtime and letting them dig into the cabinets and see what different spices taste like and look like and feel like. I love cooking because it's really all about getting your hands dirty and making a mess. And children love to get their hands dirty and they love to make a mess. So really, when you're in the kitchen cooking, maybe give them a bowl and give them free access and rein to what's in the refrigerator and what's in the spice cabinet and see what they can come up with. And so gradually, as they buy into what the ingredients that you're using, they'll be more inclined to want to participate in it. I also find that taking them to farmers markets and pick your own farms is a really great way to get children engaged in food in general and healthier choices.
Great. We have just a minute left. I wonder if there's any final tips or messages you'd like to share with parents who might be listening today.
Final tips. Well, I think that anyone and everyone can cook. So it doesn't matter if you happen to be a gourmet chef or can make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Either way, you can cook. And if you can cook, cooking is a really phenomenal way to feel empowered about providing for your family, loving them, nourishing them. My favorite thing about mealtime is actually using food as a way to bring people together. So if you have that opportunity, take the time to sit down at the table with your family and let it be a time that you all come together and celebrate each other and whatever it is that's going on in your life.
Families that eat together stick together, right? Isn't that the
I think so. I hope slogan?
So. Parents, nurturing and nourishing your family doesn't have to be a battle. With some simple recipes and opportunities to get your kids involved with cooking, you can make mealtime an opportunity to spend time together and stay healthy together. This has been Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, and I want to thank Beth Donnelly of the Regal Fig Food Company for joining me to talk about this very important topic. Remember, every child and family matters. We all play a critical role in our communities, and we can each help families thrive. For more information about nourishing your family and other parenting challenges, visit the SCAN website at www.scanva.org.